Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
This is Saturday, September 22nd, 2018. This is Tony Herman. Today I'm interviewing Lauren Van Dyne concerning his military service. Which branch of the military were you in?
U.S. Air Force.
And were you drafted or enlisted?
Enlisted.
Where did you do your basic training?
Amarillo, Texas.
And did you serve in any conflicts?
Vietnam.
Tell me about your experience there.
I was slated to go to Vietnam, and then my wife was pregnant, so the orders got canceled. And then a little time later, I was assigned to a special operations squadron for training pilots and men on gunships in Lockbourne Air Force Base in Ohio. And there we trained for almost 9 months, and they set it up where they flew, there was 18 birds, they flew six of them at a time in October, November, and December. And I was on the last part of the flight over there and landed in Phan Rang Air Force Base in Vietnam.
Is the gunship, is that helicopter?
This is a 119 gunship. It's the model that was used during the Korean War as a troop plane, and they mounted guns inside of it, armor plating. They had four miniguns and two 20 mils and loads of avionics. And to get the bird off the ground, they had to put two JD-5 jet engines, one in each wing, because of the fuel capacity, the armament, and all the machinery that was in the bird. So it was a high-maintenance bird, and that's what I did. As the birds flew, they would accumulate hours, and when the hours were up, they came to Phan Rang, and we were the phase dock maintenance crew that would go through various inspections of the aircraft. And then once that was done, they were on their mission again.
So you were on the maintenance of the gunships?
Of the gunships, yes.
How long were you in Vietnam?
I was there the whole year of 1970, and then got back home before Christmas, and then got back to where I was stationed prior to that. Well, that was Offutt in Air Force Base in Omaha area. And about 2 months later, there was orders again to go back, special assignment called TDY, temporary duty status. And so we had a lot of inquiries made as to why are we going and what's going on. And we had people with a lot of knowledge of people in the services trying to find out, saying, why? This man's been there a year. That's it. Back then, a year was it compared to what it is now. But anyway, they did everything they could, but we ended up going because it was all my old buddies that I knew on the staff. And so we flew back to Phan Rang, actually Cameron Bay, and took a bus from Cameron Bay to Phan Rang with an escort, which is about 50 miles south of Cameron Bay. And we arrived there and come to a rude awakening there, that things were not like the base was years ago, or the year I was there. And so things were happening between the racial situation there, and we were told to walk in pairs at night on the base. This is Vietnam. And so three other fellas that I was stationed there with went into the commander's office of our old squadron. We were assigned to another squadron, and we wanted to get back because we had the knowledge of the bird and all this and that. And he says, I'll make quick work of it. So he said, we need you in Nongkon Phanom, Thailand. And so on we went over there, and we asked the boys, what's going on? Why are you needing help? Well, they said, we don't need help, we need parts. And that was the urgency of getting us all back there, because the birds were not flying, because of parts, not personnel to fix it. And so, us being the old experts, we found there were 6 birds there. We started looking in the books. They were only flying 2 birds. And we started looking in the books, and we found that there was 2 of them that wouldn't take much to get them flying again. And what they call cannibalization, taking parts from one bird to make the other one work. And finally we got 2 more flying back then, and I was there for 2 months. And then we got back to the United States. And I was heavily recruited by the old-timers, and I was not a military person for what I had to go through. And I had a family, and I decided we'll go back into the working field, and that's what I did.
What was it like coming home?
Well, that was kind of interesting, too. The first time being in a rural area, we were living in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, so I didn't go through the big city terminals. I left from Seattle and stopped in Denver and then went on to Sioux Falls. So I didn't encounter what a lot of troops did about the way they were treated. I was not treated that way at all. But I've heard stories, and it was not good. But it was interesting. My daughter was almost 2 and excited to see Dad the first time. And then when I had to go the second time, and then I came back, she wasn't so excited to see me. She was wondering if Dad was going to stay around. So that all got pretty well taken care of, and then I got out of the service in 1971.
What rank were you when you left?
I was a sergeant, E4.
And what was your total time in service?
4 years, to the day, and almost the hour. Yep.
Would that be Army efficiency?
Yeah. No, it's Air Force efficiency, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Are you active with any military groups?
I am a American Legion member for several years. I was commander at the Polo branch till we moved to Liberty. And I've been kind of idling along. I've not been a big participant in what's going on right now. But I need to get more into it again to help men. And with my ability and that I'm physically able to at this point, a lot of guys don't get that way at this age, but so far I'm looking into doing some more.
Do you keep in touch with any of your friends that you served with?
For a while, I did. I had a fella in Lenore, North Carolina. Visited him. I was an over-the-road trucker, and I was able to stop and see him a couple times. But I've lost just about everybody. I don't encounter anybody that I knew. But our group, our squadron, is having a reunion in Arizona coming up 1st of October. I was contemplating on going, but I was concerned about my wife to go because she can't walk very far and she's got dementia a little bit, and so that kind of hinders me from going. And my brothers really encouraged me and said, just get on an airplane and go and have somebody watch her. Well, that's easier said than done. But they're having a reunion of my squadron and the squadron behind that and another one. Now they're going to encompass the AC-130 group also that worked on those planes and flew them. But they're going to have another one in Salt Lake next year, and then the following year up in Omaha. So I got two more shots. But as we get older, there's less of us.
Right.
So I got to think in that realm too.
While you were in Vietnam, did you have any interactions with the locals?
Basically, the women that cleaned our barracks. And a lot of civilians worked in the chow hall, but not a lot of affiliation, no.
Okay. Do you have any words of wisdom you would like to leave for future generations?
Well, I have a son that was in the Navy 11 years, and right now, under the leadership we have now, I wouldn't discourage him going in the service. Prior to that, I would have. But it's an experience you'll never forget. And when you walk around and see fellow people in the armed services, we have something in common. We have a bond. It's just like a fireman group, which my son's a member of the fire department. Always have something to talk about. And that experience cannot be taken away. As they say, you can't educate experience. It's, you learn it from that, and nobody can take it away from you. So, take in all you can. And that's what my son did. He took in all he could, and I tried to while I was in Vietnam, and did my job, and I was happy to go home.
Is there anything else about your military experience that you would like to share?
Well, the Air Force saved me from going into the draft. So, if you want to be selective, better check out the recruiters. See what would be your interests after your testing to see where your aptitudes are. And hopefully you can go for that, but in time of war, that's a different story. You're not always be selective, but for a newbie to go in, I'd encourage him to really look at it, because my son, he just dived in with both feet, and he was very fortunate. He ended up in the dive program. But it just depends on how the chips fall. It really does. But yeah, for those kids now, they either grow up or they don't. And I think it's a great place to grow up and learn responsibility. And we're not seeing that in the kids right now. And to throw them to the wolves, that's not it either. But at least there is some tactics there that they can maybe help the kids along.
Okay. Well, we thank you very much for your service to our country and for sharing your time with us and doing this interview.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.